little monkeys jumped on the bed. One fell off and he bumped his head. Mama called the doctor and the doctor said, no more monkeys jumping on the bed.
No more monkeys jumping on the bed. No more monkeys jumping on the bed. Mama called the doctor and the doctor said, no more monkeys jumping on the bed.
We are down to one monkey. What will become of our last simian friend? Will he jump? Will he sleep? Let's find out.
One little monkey jumped on the bed. One fell off and he bumped his head.
Mama called the doctor and the doctor said,
no more monkeys jumping on the bed.
No more monkeys jumping on the bed.
No more monkeys jumping on the bed.
Mama called the doctor and the doctor said,
no more monkeys jumping on the bed.
That is what the doctor said.
No more monkeys jumping on the bed.
And that was Matt Heaton with his great kids album, Toddler Billy Riot, with monkeys jumping on the bed. Prior to that, we heard Eileen Ivers with Irish Black Bottom from Beyond the Bog Road. Lorgan McMathuna with Battle Line. Sullust gave us Lost in Quimper, great waltz. And Burning Bridget Cleary did Madam I'm a Darling. It's 9:01. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. We're going to start out this edition of Between the Worlds, the best of Earth Religions Radio, with something from Omnia's Earth Warrior album, which they say is 100% pure organic earth music. This is Pagan Folk.
Talking. safari di ro ri ri wo ro
fa la la do da ji la la lo len no ji la lo len da ji la la lo len fa la la do da ji la la lo len no ji la lo len da ji la la lo len yo wo are ji ro ri ri wo ro ri ri wo ro fa la la do da ji la la lo len ji la lo len da ji la lo len fa la la do da ji la la lo len no ji la lo len da ji la lo len
cadence and starlight, the blistered palm holding its tune. And would you still stand ear cocked alone with the baying of blood-eared hounds, and suffer facing the serpent's bite, the dagger of the moon? Sing the heart of the water, shape the dun clay, see the fire, think on the wind, spread your wings and fly high. Let the mirror call you, touch your doorway, no desire, but open it not, lest you surely die. Dance in his secret round. On cloven step the circle spoke, in salted sands and tidal runes. And here a song that enchants the storm of dormant ring and mound. Beyond the cloth of astral smoke, without the strident clock rites tune, open your eye and let it fall. The dagger of the moon.
And that was Ginger Ibex with Perica Pine from their album Firefly. Prior to that was Emerald Rose with Dagger of the Moon from Archives of Ages to Come. And we heard two from Omnia, Crazy Man, and Tri-Celtica from their album Earth Warrior. It's 9:18. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. And if you haven't seen the news, sadly, a Pakistani Taliban suicide bomber who targeted Christian families enjoying Easter Sunday at an amusement park in Lahore killed 65 people and injured hundreds of others, the latest in a string of soft target attacks by Islamic terrorists that underscores the need for a united global front against extremism, a local Pakistani expert said. And this is a direct quote. I think we really need to connect those dots. You're seeing this sort of violence erupt in various places, and we really need a global strategy, not a national strategy, to deal with this, said Adil Najam, dean of the Frederick S. Pardee School of Global Studies at Boston University, suggesting a link between attacks such as those in Brussels, Paris, and San Bernardino, California. Najam returned to Boston 3 years ago from a stint leading a prominent university in Lahore, which is Pakistan's second largest city. The one, and this is another direct quote from Adil Najam, the one moment where you would want a global strategy, we are becoming ever more parochial, Najim said, suggesting that terrorism is being handled largely on a nation-by-nation basis and should be addressed with a more unified way. And the only thing that I could add to that is to say two things. One is, don't let these people drive you into making fearful decisions. Go ahead with your life. Do what you would like to do. If you want to study abroad, go abroad. If you want to take a trip overseas, take a trip overseas. These kinds of folks just thrive on building fear. And as the lead headline in the Boston Herald said, they thrive on soft targets. The other thing that I have to say is, no matter how well you think you know somebody, don't lend them a gun if you have one. Don't buy a gun for somebody who wants one. The reason why we have these rules is that they cut down on this kind of garbage. Well, the time to get off of my soapbox and continue with our program. And we have a well-wishing song from Kate Shadbourne, and then we'll hear something from the songs of Blind Willie Johnson, and then Marlena Thal will tell us about Corey. Yeah. It's her time of year.
Thank you. Only in the forest can you see this. And this. And this. But nothing beats the moment you see that.
Cool!
That's your child's eyes opening up to a world of possibilities.
I didn't know it could do that!
Because one trip to the forest can spark a world of difference.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go, like hiking, canoeing, fishing, or camping. Or create your own adventure with family and friends, and you might just see this. Your moment's out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Good morning. It's 9:34. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. Our calendrical information is, as usual, brought to you by the Perpetual Almanac of Folklore by Charles Kightley. When March is dry, seek remedies for a difficult childbirth. March the 29th, the first of the borrowing days. The last 3 days of the month, which are often cold and stormy, are said to have been borrowed by March from April. March borrowed from April 3 days, and they were ill. The first was snow and sleet. The next was cold and wheat. The third was sitch a freeze. The bird's nib stuck to trees. March the 30th, badger cubs now beginning to appear above ground. March the 31st, the common but valuable blue ground ivy, also known as Gilgo-by-the-hedge or alehoof, now beginning to flower. And this and every month, luckily. It is lucky to say hares, hares aloud as you go to bed on the last day of the month, and to say rabbits, rabbits as soon as you awaken the following morning. And April the 1st is a Friday this year, the spring cuckoo's month, from the Roman Aperillus, from Aperio, to open or display, the month when the earth opens. In Gaelic, it's known as the Cuckoo's May or the Fool's May. In Welsh, it's Ebril, obviously a corruption of April. And in Anglo-Saxon, it's Estramonth, the month of the dawn goddess Estra. April the 1st is All Fool's Day or Hunt the Gout Day. On this ancient feast of unknown origin, the most time-honored method of making April fools is to send them on pointless errands, and articles much in request by victims include pigeon's milk, stripe paint, copies of the life of Eve's mother, elbow grease, hen's teeth, and a long stand. Bearing a sealed envelope containing this message, Scots gowks, or April cuckoos, are today passed from one prankster to the next, each of whom thinks up a new errand and hunts the gowks on. April the 2nd is St. Urban's Day. You can take April purges and pray for beautiful hair. Neave's Almanac of 1633 notes, "This April with his stormy showers doth make the earth yield pleasant flowers. Purge well therein, for it is good to help thy body and cleanse thy blood." And April the 3rd is the first Sunday after Easter. It's 9:38. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. And we're going to hear a couple of tunes from Jim Gutman.
Let us pause in life's pleasures and count its many tears, while we all sup sorrow with the poor. There's a song that will linger forever in our ears. Oh, hard times, come again no more. 'Tis the song, the sigh of the weary. Hard times, come again no more. Many days you have lingered around my cabin door. Oh, hard times, come again no more. While we seek mirth and beauty and music light and gay, there are frail forms fading at the door. Though their voices are silent, their pleading looks will say, oh, hard times, come again no more. 'Tis the song, the sigh of the weary. Hard times, come again no more. Many days you have lingered around my cabin door. Oh, hard times, come again no more. There's a pale drooping maiden who toils her life away, with a worn heart whose better days are o'er. Though her voice would be merry, 'tis sighing all the day. Oh, hard times, come again no more. 'Tis the song, the sigh of the weary. Hard times, come again no more. Many days you have lingered around my cabin door. Oh, hard times, come again no more. 'Tis a sigh that is wafted across the troubled wave. 'Tis a wail that is heard upon the shore. 'Tis a dirge that is murmured around the lowly grave. Oh, hard times, come again no more. 'Tis the song, the sigh of the weary. Hard times, come again no more. Many days you have lingered around my cabin door. Oh, hard times, come again no more. 'Tis the song, the sigh of the weary. Hard times, come again no more. Many days you have lingered around my cabin door. Oh, hard times, come again no more. Oh, hard times, come again no more.
Cast away, Carly, she wanders. Dust long forgotten, a parchment of yearnings gone dry. No sagas live on throughout time. How long must we wait for a champion of fate to come slay the dragons of night? Sword from the stone and cast off the ring. A dashing young hero in flashing red gear, and to vanquish the ills of the world. A blade of grass struggling up through the storm. A
And the beautiful voice of Sharon Knight with a terrifically timely song from the brand new album from Sharon Knight, Winter, the band, and many of their best friends. That was A Song for a Savior. And you can get a copy of this album by checking out www.sharonknight.net, and shortly one will come winging your way. It is 9:55. You are listening to WMFO in Medford. It's just about time for us to leave. We wanted to let you know that before Sharon Knight and Song for a Savior, we heard Lady Moon doing Hard Times, that great Stephen Foster song from their album Fairy's Love Song. And it's also time to tell you that Kellyanna has just released a novel, the first in a trilogy. And you can find out more by going to her website, www.kellyanna.com. And we started off with Jim Gutman and Friends with the Bessarabian Breakdown and Sadagur Chisidal, or Take Off That Shmata. We are going to be going out of here with one of my absolutely favorite poems. When I was in high school, I fell in love with this poet. Later on, I found out that, like many a talented person, he had a rather dark side to him, but he could also write wonderful, delicious poetry like this. I'm referring, of course, to E.E. Cummings, and we're going to hear Kate Chadbourne sending one of his shorter poems to music from her fine album, Songs of the Poets. And that is what we are going out with.
And